One day, a high-ranking Pharisee gave a banquet for his important friends and colleagues, and Jesus was invited. The Pharisees belonged to one of the leading religious parties in Israel and were among the Lord's bitterest enemies. Proud, self-righteous, and legalistic, they were often denounced by Christ. Seeing that the guests, as they arrived, hurried to take the places of honor at the table, Jesus told them in a parable that humility is pleasing to God, while the proud will be humbled by him. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a banquet, do not invite your friends, your relatives, or rich neighbors, who will invite you back and so repay your hospitality. But invite rather the poor, the crippled, and the blind, who cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." One of those at the table heard this and said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." The Pharisees were certain that they would partake of this heavenly banquet, as they were convinced of their acceptance with God. So Jesus told them a parable. "A certain man was preparing a great banquet," he said, "and invited many people. When the time came, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, so I'm on my way to try them out.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I cannot come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' The servant did so and then reported back to his master. 'Sir,' he said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room for more.' So the master told him, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and make everyone you find come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" This parable was a warning to the Pharisees and unbelieving Jews. The invitation to the kingdom banquet of salvation had been sent to the people of Israel down through the centuries by God's prophets. Then, when everything was ready, God sent his servant Jesus to bring in the guests. But in Israel, the Lord's invitation was often refused. Those who would not come shut themselves out of the kingdom of heaven, while others who had not at first been invited, the Gentiles, the lost and the outcast, were received into the Master's house through the mediation of God's Son and servant, Jesus. Having left the Pharisees' house, Jesus set out again for Jerusalem. Large crowds were traveling with him. Turning to them, he said, "If anyone loves his father or mother, his son or daughter, more than me, he is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." For every true disciple, love for Jesus and obedience to the will of God were to prevail over all other considerations, even those of the family or of the disciple's own life. So Jesus advised his followers to count the cost before making a commitment. "If one of you wants to build a tower," he said, "will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he is not able to finish it, everyone will ridicule him. Or what king, if he goes out to war against another king, will not first sit down and consider whether he is able, with 10,000 men, to oppose the one coming against him with an army of 20,000. If he cannot do it, he will send a delegation and ask for terms of peace. In the same way, anyone who is not willing to give up everything he has cannot be my disciple." Next episode, the parables of the lost sheep and the prodigal son.